Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
But you don't want to start getting out the list, running down to the post office to buy some stamps, maybe the one with the little angel on them, and then getting a big box of Christmas cards, possibly P&G Christmas cards, one of the leading card companies in Ireland. A family-run concern. Pauline Nocton, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
What does P&G stand for?
Oh, that was a long thought out, two minute market decision when P&G was set up. It means Pauline and Jerry. Pauline being me and Jerry my husband.
Pauline and Jerry, up a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby in a Christmas card.
Five of them.
Five, really? What ages are they now, Pauline?
34 down to, I better get this right.
Get it right.
They're always giving out to me. 34.
You haven't a clue. Forget about it. No, you're buckled under questioning. Forget about it, Paul.
23.
You're just making up numbers now. You're just like, it's like a bingo calling card. Back in the day, you set up this company. What year was it?
1988.
Oh, God, that was a dark time. Mm. And why did you start it?
Why did I start it? Yeah. I was a nurse in the county hospital, and there was cutbacks, and I was laid off, which was most unfortunate, but they had poured had no money, as is today. And my husband actually told me to go out to work after a few weeks and get some job, because I was pulling down wallpaper and...
Oh, you're one of those,
I wanted to do something. So my sister had a news agency in Longford, so I went up to Longford and helped her, and I was very interested in the cards. I was always interested in cards and verses, and I helped there. That's why when I looked at them, I said, I don't know why these are American or UK. I think Irish greeting cards with verse and quality that we can produce editorial here. We need to look at this section of the market and see can we produce. But
and you set up the business. Who writes the little ditties in the cards when it's like wishing you a happy Christmas, may you all live and not be dead by the next year, and not start and stop. Who writes those?
It's a joint effort. We have a design team that design the card, and then we look at the card, whether it's a short editorial, a longer. Depends on the card. If it's humorous, it's a punchline. If it's, it depends on what the card is and what the section where there's several, traditional, cute, many, many different types of. So the front of the card really determines what's in the verse. We all actually take part in the editorial.
Okay, all hands on deck. Well, oftentimes you can go into a shop, bookshop, or a museum. Not a museum, I mean a gallery or something, or an actual card shop. And some people love you could spend 15 minutes just looking at the cards, having a laugh, saying, I like the art on that, or the cartoon nature of that, or the verse in that. So you would decide it's time for the Irish to get busy with these cards.
Yeah, I think we've got talent in Ireland, and why not use it? We all like cards. We all love receiving cards. I still love, if you pick up a bundle of post, I'm sure you're the same, and you see a personal letter coming in, which is unusual, or something written, and it's not a window, it's a card, and a nice coloured envelope. I think you go for that first rather than the bill or whatever.
It happens so less and less often. As you say, when you see the different colour card and somebody's actually taking the time to handwrite your address and name, you just go, oh, that's gorgeous, I can't wait to open that one.
Yeah.
Rather than the bill for the
factor feeling.
So, you must have found between emails and texts that Christmas cards are selling less. Is that right?
It was stagnant and is stagnant. Is it or is it not? Worldwide, just to give you the stats there, 2004, this year, greeting card market worldwide has actually increased by 5.4%. Everyday cards has gone up from 0.96 billion pounds sterling in 2012 to 1.02 billion in 2014, and that's an increase of 6.1% over 2 years.
Well, 884
million cards are sold everyday cards, and we've sent 52 per head of capita in Ireland and 32 per head of capita in the United Kingdom. So in England.
Sorry, am I in your boardroom at the moment, or are we still on the radio?
You're on the radio.
Oh, no, so I thought I just got into your boardroom there for a quick chat with you.
That's just stats.
Would you send? Would you have you sent a card this week? It's Wednesday.
No, I haven't sent one. Have I? Yes, I have. Actually, it was at a christening in Scotland, and my grandson, sixth grandson, was christened, and I brought cards over to Scotland for the christening. Yes,
okay,
I
so that, that's part of that.
And 5 or 10 more of us brought christening cards over to Scotland.
And Pauline. P&G, how up to speed are you with the changing times and the modern families and the blended families and getting the cards right and the message right? I mean, how cutting edge are you, Pauline?
Well, we're pleasantly surprised that we're actually put below the American large consortium. So yeah. We went to an English to London and we did a show, and I was pleasantly surprised because I had no expectations. And I suppose that show, the greatest thrill I got from it and the greatest satisfaction I got was that they actually put us in line with the big American companies and the UK companies. So I knew we were on the right road when customers tell you, oh my God, that's great new Irish company, fantastic, you know, you're up there with the design, you're up there with the quality. And I think we kept the quality. It was something that is risky at the moment because people tend to cut in quality because they want to cut in price, but our quality of cards have not changed, even though we had to reduce the prices and reduce our overheads and, you know, in the economic
climate. Are you up to speed with the likes of, you know, the way that the message on the card, you know, and you can see cards for, like, dear grandson, congratulations for being born, love, granddad, you know, to a special grandson, all that stuff.
Oh, yes. We look at titles, and I love titles, because when Sean Oak, our eldest grandson, was born, we talked about this before he was coming, and I said, look, to give a baby boy or a baby girl card is kind of normal for everybody. But for a grandmother and your first grandson, you walk into the hospital and you say, thank you for our beautiful grandson, thank you for our beautiful granddaughter. And I think we brought that title in and put it, it wasn't new to the market now, but we wanted to produce that because I thought that is very personal.
Yeah.
And you know, there's special, a card is something very, very personable, and it's telling people what the feeling that you have for them, be it in sorrow, be it happy occasions.
What about the wedding? Are you up to date with the wedding scenarios?
Oh, wedding! We did a research with everybody, customers, and about what a wedding day card, because people had a perception that, you know, you should go all out on wedding day. People like some humorous weddings. People, even tastes are all different. If you put 12 people in a room, everyone would have a different approach to what card they'd buy. The most, the funniest, I thought, was that the criteria that we came down to was that it must slip into the inside pocket of the gentleman's,
the best man's or the groom's,
that the ladies didn't want to be carrying this big card with a small nice glittery handbag. It ruined the effect, and it has to be slim and fit into the pocket. So we produce.
That's practical. And do you do like civil ceremonies? I mean, there's kind of very congratulations to my wonderful husband from my other husband and, you know, wife to wife.
Yes. We have all kinds. There's no, there's nothing that there isn't a card for.
Corner left unexplored by P&G.
No, I mean, congratulations on your divorce. An awful card, I think. But I mean, congratulations on your divorce.
Do you have one of those?
Better luck next time. That is a card. We don't actually produce it.
Oh, that's so fun.
You know, a sad occasion made light by somebody.
Sure. Better luck next time.
But that is actually a card.
Picture of a fish in the front.
But I mean, thank you, teacher. There's new events coming up all the time. Grandparents is a big, it's the buzzword at the moment, where we can fit in grandparents, where it's the best bit. Because, I mean, during the year, there's so many occasions from Christmas to Christmas again. And I mean, we talk Christmas. We're way ahead. We're in 2015
already.
Yeah.
So should we be getting our cards in the post already now? Is that, it's not too early?
It's a bit early. I think sometimes it can be too early.
I mean, you know,
people can exploit Christmas. Christmas is about doing it, but and being organised, but not starting in September.
Well, I have a bit of market research done for you this morning already, yeah. Pauline, which
right.
comes, occurred by way of a text that I now know that you're going to do a card like this and it's going to be a big seller and you can call it the Tuberty card as a result.
Okay,
ready?
Agreed.
Ryan, could you ask Pauline why it's so hard to find a card that says ma'am or mammy instead of mum?
Oh, well, no, we do ma'am.
Oh, sorry, then you're gone. gone.
We do ma'am, and we do ma'am, yeah, and...
Are you online? Can we buy your cards online with ma'am?
No, let me check what... I mean, ma'am isn't a popular... Mum would be... Mum. A lot of people call it their mother. Mammy, actually, we did. Granny is another thing that, to Ireland, people's grannies.
Yes.
You know, not grandma or grandmother.
Yes.
Granny is a particular type that we actually did, because your granny is your granny in Ireland,
yes.
Your granny. Your mammy is your mammy. So that is not unusual.
Okay.
And I stand corrected now, but I know we did a ma'am.
Do you drink tea or coffee?
I drink tea. Why?
And what biscuit is your preferred choice if you were to have a little?
Oh, I like... Kimberly
Macadam. Oh,
chocolate.
Coconut cream. Oh, hang on. Whoa, the chocolate Kimberly.
Yeah.
That's delicious. You can get a whole bloody tin of this. Excuse me, I'm sorry. You get a whole tin of them now, Pauline. But you wouldn't dip that, though, would you? Because the chocolate.
No.
But if we were thinking Dunkin' dipping, where would you be going?
Oh, digestive chocolate.
You'd love your mad for the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm in the gym and my daughter's getting married, eldest daughter's getting married on the 1st of, the 31st of December. I'm not supposed to be saying I'm eating those at the moment.
You know what, I hope one of your kids gets you a big, dirty big tin of chocolate Kimberly for Christmas.
I brought them to Scotland and they opened them. I stayed over the weekend eating one of them.
You brought a tin of them over?
Yes, because our daughter in Scotland loves them.
Hilarious.
So
you're an awful woman, Pauline.
Well, look, P&G cards is up and running 27 years. So
congratulations.
A new generation is taking over now.
And you know something? You need to be fueled by a sugar rush. So that's where the chocolate Kimberly come in. Barbara in Meath says, I always buy P&G cards. I just wish the sign stood out more that they are Irish.
Oh, okay. Well,
good point.
Yeah, but we have new packaging. Tell her. Thanks very much.
Barbara,
I love. We've new packaging, and they're all seller wrapped now. They will be going out. They are going out at the moment. And on the top of every card now is quality Irish design P&G cards.
Excellent.
So the new POS and the new everything will revolve around the quality Irish design. She's right. We looked at that.
Good.
But when we sell, when we export, some people don't like that. So you have to be conscious. We're worldwide. We go to Australia. But I must tell you a story about our cards in Australia.
Right.
A neighbour of ours went over to mind the new baby was being born. Her daughter was having a baby.
Yeah.
And she went into Sydney to buy a baby card for her her daughter when the baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
She was there for 3 weeks and she picked up, was going through the baby section, and she picked up the card and brought it up, and as you know they're scanned through, so the lady at the till turned around the card and she let a scream out of her.
Oh.
She says, oh my God, P&G cards. So she came home, and after mass one morning she came up to us and she said, oh my God, I can't believe it. She said, the one I picked up was actually P&G cards in Sydney. She said, I could not believe
that's
it.
That's lovely.
And I thought, oh my God, now this is fantastic. Now we don't export an awful lot, but the fact that somebody from that league actually picked up a card in Australia for their new grandson or granddaughter, and it was a P&G card, and that's brilliant. You know,
from that league to Australia in one giant leap.
Yeah, so by, and we also, by the way, just to say that we do boxed Christmas cards for Jack and Jill, because it's very close to her heart, because one of Jerry's cousin actually is a nurse with Jack and Jill.
Good.
And we know Jonathan years.
Yes.
And we love him, and he's doing a great job out there, and that's our chosen charity and has been for about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, well, that's
so
lovely.
We're very involved with Jonathan and wish them all. It's very hard for charities.
Of course.
But I mean, you know, there is the Christmas card industry is holding its own. There's a lot of opposition, but buy Irish and buy Irish everything, because it's a spin-off from the Irish and the Irish society. We need to support our own jobs here with smaller micro businesses.
I completely agree with you, Pauline, and thanks for that.
I think it's important, and I think you guys do a great job in promoting us, and the media has been exceptionally good to PNG Cards. We're a little small company here, employing 60 people or whatever. It's hard, but it's a great boost when you ring Ryan, and it's lovely to meet you.
It's been really nice to talk to you.
It's really, really nice, and I hope everybody has a great Christmas, and thanks everybody for supporting us, all the multiples of Ireland. I can't thank them enough.
Good.
Really, the Super Values and Centres, Musgraves have been fantastic. Dunn Stores have been fantastic to us.
They're all your friends.
And they're all great.
We
wouldn't be here only for them. So
no.
Our customers and the people that pick up the cards, and I take on board, we don't do the POS as we should do it, but we'll take that on board and we'll have it absolutely put up. Irish greeting cards, but everything Irish should be supported.
God.
That'll do it,
Pauline.
Okay,
listen, lovely
Brian.
To talk to you.
Happy Christmas and
thank you. Same to you. See you. Bye for now.
Bye.